Now the record button.
Welcome back to another segment of Torcast.
Did you want to do it?
No, go ahead.
You sure?
You already cut me off.
Well, usually it's me. I didn't expect you to talk.
Go ahead.
Shane?
Nope. Wow. This is why I don't talk.
This is why I don't talk.
So, suck a dick.
Last segment. Get into it.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Hit me with it.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot.
Name who sang that song.
I have no idea.
JJ? Oh, I said it earlier.
Who?
I said it 2 segments ago.
Who? I don't know. I don't know music like you fuckers do.
Oh, wow.
We'll leave him hanging.
The suspense.
Anthony, give it to me.
Okay. Topic. Things that you used to love but hate now. Or things that you used to hate but love now.
Okay.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
That crinkled can.
It fought back. Is it on there?
It did not. It's got to be one of those.
I bet it's hard.
That's one. Yeah. Things I used to hate and love now, or things I used to love and hate now. So I've got a pretty big one for love then hate now.
Love then hate now?
Yes. When I was a kid, I used to, just like every fucking kid, ate the grossest stuff in the world. I did two things. Two sandwiches that I'd go to sandwiches when I was a kid. One, which I don't know why kids eat this, but it's disgusting.
I feel like it's going to go to food.
Well, I'll start with food. I'll try and find a way around
anything else, but food is one thing. Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I used to eat ketchup sandwiches.
Ugh.
Piece of bread, ketchup, piece of bread.
I can't.
And I think that's why I don't like ketchup now.
Ugh.
Because I ate so many of these goddamn things when I was a kid. Mm. And you couldn't put one in front of me and have me eat it now. Like, it is so disgusting to me to think about. Even thinking about it is making me gag. About piece of bread, ketchup, piece of bread. And like eat it just like that.
That's like a mayonnaise sandwich.
It's ew. Don't eat those. Fucking gross. The other sandwich isn't as gross. It's just weird. It's just I would have a piece of bread. I have a piece of lettuce. I put salt on it and put another piece of bread on it and eat it just like that.
KJ like poor kid.
We kind of were poor.
He
when I was
like
a kid.
Slave kids.
We were a little poor. I didn't come from a very well off family or anything.
Yeah.
So those were my snacks when I was a kid, and now I couldn't fuck it. I could probably eat the lettuce one. I think it's fucking weird. I could probably do it.
A lot of older people actually do that.
I can see it. It's easy.
Or take out a tomato and just pour salt on and eat the tomato.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do.
I've seen that. But the ketchup thing. Oh my god.
I used to eat ketchup, pickles, and onion sandwiches.
Ew. Shane, that's like. Have you seen the episode of SpongeBob when he's making a sundae?
No.
Ooh.
It's that, right? Ooh. What are the ingredients he uses in that?
My ugly.
Oh my god. Ugh.
It burns that guy's eyebrows off in the movie theater.
That's tough.
Riding a bike. I used to love riding a bike. Now, not so much.
I'm on the same boat. I hate...
Once my transportation got a motor...
I haven't looked back.
No, I can still do it.
I hate riding a bike.
Yeah.
I can still do
it. It's just like riding a bike, but...
I had to ride my bike to school all the time.
Nope. I mean, I could. I'm not saying I can't. Don't say I can't, because I can. But...
My bike was my means of transportation everywhere.
I used to just
everywhere.
Walk. Like, if I didn't feel like riding, I started walking after a while. Like, when I moved here, I don't think I've ridden a bike since 2004, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe before then.
Once I got into high school, I didn't. I stopped.
No, yeah, I can attest to that. That sucks ass.
Now, what do I used to hate and love? Chicken.
You love chicken now?
I like chicken.
That's a big step.
Hey.
Look at Shane coming alive.
I might have barbecue pork chops for dinner now.
What's that? What's cheese?
I used to hate it when I was a kid.
I also used to hate cheese.
Mm, still do.
And now I like cheese.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I love cheese.
Can't do it.
I asked my...
it's gotta be processed cheese like mac and cheese. Powder.
Jesus Christ.
The lady that used to watch me when I was a kid, I asked her one day if she could take the cheese out of my mac and cheese.
Mm.
Do you just want a mac?
I just want noodles, ma'am. I just want the badass pasta. The impasta.
Because I hated cheese so much.
That's gross.
I thought cheese was disgusting.
That's not cheese, though.
No, it's still the same thing.
It's. I mean, when you're a kid, everything's the same. Yeah, you don't understand what the fuck that is. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know something that I used to hate that I love now. Again, it's a lot of foods. I used to love texting on my phone. I used to love it. There was a point in my life where
you just had the number pad and you can do it without looking.
Yeah, I could do that. Oh my god! And like,
faster when you drive.
I never felt bad about driving because I never had to look at my phone.
Yeah, that like, fucking when we switched the Sprint.
I would sit in the back seat and have full conversations with my parents while they were in the front seat.
Yeah,
and I would still click, and still have full.
I had the one that had the mirror on the outside. Just slide it up, click, send it out, and that was it. I never had to look at it unless I had to read it, which I would do at a stoplight. So I mean, no problem. I used to love texting. We got a phone bill back once where I texted out 360,000 texts in a month.
God damn. I don't know if I ever got that
much. The month was February, so it was the shortest month of the year.
Especially the month of love.
Senior high school.
Oh, well. Yeah. Didn't you have a woman then?
No, I wasn't dating.
Your senior year?
Yeah.
Oh, it was hers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I was texting a lot. But now I'm at the point where if I get a text, I'm like, I don't even fucking read that thing. I don't want to look at it.
You never respond.
I don't respond. I'm awful at texting now just because I'm so tired of it. Because I used to text so much. It was nice to feel like people wanted to talk to me.
There's times I wish I still had the flip phone where you just hit the key buttons where I don't have to grab it with both fingers. And
that's, I tried to work on this to where I can text without looking at it. I can get pretty close.
I can.
But I always fuck it up.
There'll only be like a couple words I might screw up, but usually it's relatively close because of autocorrect.
Yeah.
But I can get it pretty close.
Usually I just hit the speaker button and I'm like, no, I'll do it later, and then that's it. Like I don't wanna text you back. I text me if it's important.
It's because texting used to be fun when you had the flip phones.
Also true. Also it was
because that was like the challenge. Like out of all your friends, be like, oh, check this out.
Yeah. That's what I can write.
Just text without
looking. Remember there was a commercial, I think Sprint put it up when they got the drawing, when you could just like slide your finger across the keyboard,
the swipe.
Sure, they broke. They were like, "Oh, here's the world record for fastest text." I was like, "I bet I could fucking beat that without a swipe." And I would sit there and fucking do it over and over again, the same thing. And I was like, "I'm getting pretty close. I don't think I ever got it." But again, it was. And then like in high school when I was texting, I was like hiding my phone, and it felt cool. I'm like, "Oh, I'm texting in high school. You know, if I get caught, they take this from me." But now I'm just gonna do it, and they're not gonna know. And like having full conversations with people, and it was just like. People wanted to talk to each other. Now it's like everything's plans or it's work related, and it's just a lot of stuff I don't want to see all the time. And I'm like, all right, I'm fucking done. Also, group texting, fuck that shit. Fuck a bunch of group texting. I think I'm about 15 group texts right now. I think about 14 of them are muted. I'm about done with group texting.
Huh. You never respond.
And no, it doesn't help. Nothing helps.
You never respond.
Nothing helps group texting.
You should respond.
I'm going to just get rid of my phone.
No, you're not.
Done with it.
You're like, fine.
I do. And that's the unfortunate part. You need the fucking thing. Like, we live here. We live right here on this fucking screen. We can't even get through this podcast without looking at our phones.
I'm playing tennis right
you're
now.
You're playing, you play games every I'm goddamn episode. I'm
fucking tennis right now.
You can't get through dinners without looking at your goddamn phone.
You can't have
conversations with people.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well go into the next point of the topic that you had on there.
Which one?
Situations
without your phone? Yeah, did you want to do two now?
You can.
But did you guys have any other love hates that you want to talk about?
Since you let it into it.
Well, we can get back if you guys have love hates.
No.
Situations.
It's a good transition.
Situations without your phone. Can you, Shane Jenkins, go to dinner? Let's go. You and I will go to dinner.
All right.
Do you think we can get through dinner without looking at our phone?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Even though I'm playing a game right now in the middle of this podcast, I'm pretty sure I could.
I don't think so.
I think I could.
We can't sit down and at B-dubs for 2 minutes without someone pulling their fucking phone out.
We should do, that's all mine. All of us should go to dinner and all, because we'll be together.
Put
your phones in the middle. First one to grab it, pays for it.
Well, see, that's, you don't want to, don't consequence it.
Yeah.
There's some restaurants that actually have like phone trays.
Right
at your table where you can like sit all the shit. I don't know which like restaurants it is, but I've seen it before.
I just everything's circled around being right here. Like all your information's here. Your friends are all located on your phone.
It really is.
All your
now.
Notes, your calendars.
I tell people at work like,
I don't work over in our computer department anymore.
Sure.
But when I did, like, I'll look at people, and they'll be like, oh, well, you have to deal with these things every day. Like, you know what's going on. I was like, no, like, to be totally honest, like, I don't even own a computer.
Really?
I could, you have a giant mirror on your wall as you're chopping me from behind. Yeah, my dad is the only one that has the computers in the house. Like, right, if I need anything on the computer, then I'll do it on his computer. They say, well, how do you do everything? And I was like, right here.
These are computers.
It's the smartest little computer in my phone.
I shop. These phones get a hold of everybody. Yeah. I can do everything. Like,
these phones are better than some computers. I would attest that our phones are better than her computer.
Her laptop?
Yep.
I have to...
possibly.
Even at some points, like when I was
I would attest that they're close. The new ones, the 7s and soon to be 8s, will be better than my MacBook.
When I... even when I was in school and I had to like do like papers and things like that, like I would do them on the computer, but then I would like save them to my phone and just take them to school and I can print them out there.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Or like if I needed, like I would get a whole PowerPoint like set up and then I would save the PowerPoint to my phone and I could just pull it up on my phone and look at it on there.
Right.
Any homework that I wanted to print off.
See, I didn't have it
straight from here.
I didn't get texting until I was in 11th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's late.
And I didn't get a smartphone until I got my first iPhone, or until I got first HTC, which was after I graduated.
You want to know why I got texting earlier?
And it was the big...
Because I blew up my parents' cell phone bill because of...
was it AOL SMS year?
It was AOL.
That's what happened to me.
It was like, you can link your... That's what happened. It was like, you can link your AIM to your text message, and I was like... Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody was like, oh, you're online, and then it would send straight to your phone. I was like, that's something we used to love.
At this point, we would find me.
AOL?
Yes.
SMS? So it's not so bad. I think.
What about ICQ?
I never used ICQ.
That was the popular one, dude. I did too.
Do you remember your ICQ number?
No.
No.
Yeah, I was just
I don't remember what my AIM thing was, and my shit is usually the same for
everybody. I people would still use AIM if texting wasn't so prevalent. No, that was such an easy way to talk to people, and everybody was fucking on it, because before phones, you were always on the computer. But now you're always on your phone. This thing's replacing wallets. It's going to replace car keys sooner than we know.
Virtually.
It was always, you had to come up with your, why you're not here.
So there's a game on my computer. I'll pull it up before I leave. It's called Emily is Away. And it's about AOL instant messaging. Oh, God. And it's only about like a 40-minute experience, but it's fucking good. It's so good. I'll let you play it before I leave. When I got my first iPhone, I downloaded the AOL app, the instant messaging app.
It's still
a thing. No one fucking used it.
I was like, it's still a thing?
You could probably still, AIM's still probably around. I think there's other forms that are like AIM now that people use. There's a company, Rooster Teeth. They're company wide. Whenever you go in there, you're given what's called a Slack. Slack is a message that can be sent out basically like AIM, but it's like a forced text that everyone will get, something like that. Or you can send it individually to a person. There's a thing called Discord that I'm a part of. Discord's a internet chat service that people use for video games. Like I'm on Discord all the time talking to people who play video games, joining communities and stuff like that. They have chat rooms like AOL. Do you remember the AOL chat rooms?
Yeah.
Those are things I used to love that I now hate. I used to spend a lot of stupid time in those chat rooms talking to dumbass people.
Memories.
Yeah. We talked a lot of old stuff on this show.
Yeah, we did.
Today.
That's fun.
Yeah, I don't think we could sit through dinner without checking our phones.
I bet we could.
I think I could.
I think we could.
Next time we all go out.
And this is coming from the person who will still have full conversations like I'm doing now, but yet I will.
Well, we're in a situation now.
I am multitasking.
John's got kids. Mm-hmm. You've got a kid now. Mm-hmm. RJ's got a kid. Mm-hmm. There's not. If your phone rings, you're going to look at it because it could be.
Well, for
family
me,
related, sure.
I won't have to.
Ringing is a different thing. So if we all went to dinner and our phone rang,
yeah, if it was that important that you have to have it right then, I hope that Jess and Kayla are smart enough that they call. Like if we go out and she stays home with him,
you're giving a lot of credit to two names there.
Well, I know.
That's weird that we said that in the phone ring.
The phone starts ringing. But I would hope that if the three of us, just like yesterday, the three of us and Ethan were at your house. If something would have happened with him,
right.
I would hope that she's smart enough to call me and not send me a text message.
You get a lot of glares on this show, Shane.
I hope.
But it's gotten even easier than that for you guys. You both have Apple Watches. Yeah. You don't even have to look at your phone. Uh-huh. You could just do this. Uh-huh. So you don't have to take your phone.
You could tap. You and John are the only ones that cannot check their phones without.
Here's the thing. This is why I didn't want, because I'm on Reddit all the time. I didn't want the Reddit enhancement suite because it makes Reddit easier for me. I don't need something that makes my phone easier for me because I'm already on it enough. I don't need to keep being on it. I understand the watch is cool. I would probably have one. I just don't want one. I don't want it to be easier for me. So, if this phone thing's gonna happen, you gotta take the watch off.
That's fine.
Okay.
Phone calls are exceptions.
Right.
Sure.
If it starts ringing,
because we live in an age now where a phone call is not the first thing that's coming through on this bad boy.
Negative. Oh,
it's probably a text. It's probably an email. Yeah. Someone went live on Facebook. Yeah. A Snapchat came through.
Nope. Because anytime someone goes live on Facebook, I turn the fucking notifications off.
Also, speaking of, the cameras on these things are better than any camera I've ever owned.
Unless you want to pay.
Well, yeah. Other than a real photography camera.
Peanut gallery.
Shut up.
They're very good. I like them a lot.
Thank you very much.
I didn't even look at them.
Tell me.
I gave you a compliment, but then I told the truth. I didn't know they were even posting. I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Facebook to promote this show. That's it.
They're good. They turned out really well.
Okay. I imagine so. The camera's nice. It's a very nice camera.
Hmm. Yeah, it was.
And I got skills.
You got skills?
The camera helps.
And I got skills.
All right, I got skills. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
A little metal apocalypse?
She
got skills.
You know why that came up? Because of my fucking phone.
Yeah.
Mama made her first appearance.
Right.
Mom's voice will be in the
whole family on the show now.
Yeah, right.
Because I caught last week. You could hear Cole crying from upstairs. Sorry. No, it doesn't matter. It's no big deal at all.
It's okay. The fans are going to hear you say sorry there, too, because
the mic picks up everything. They're nice mics. They're really good mics. Yeah. I didn't say sorry.
Well, I mean, you're an audio podcast. People might not want to hear that. It's not your kid.
Could you go a whole day without looking at your phone?
No. Hell no.
No.
Without looking at it, no.
Yeah, no. With no interaction on your phone other than the phone call.
Without being on Facebook, yes, I can go a whole day without that.
That's a 20th of your phone. Like, yeah. That's not even close to being the whole thing.
No, probably not. No.
You couldn't not text for a day.
No.
Seriously?
A whole day? I could be off my phone for a whole day.
Oh my God.
Right now, no, because my grandmother would blow me up to send her a picture.
Sure.
Speaking of, someone send grandma a picture. It's been like a whole 3 hours.
She's worried.
You've got a timer of when you feed him you have to send pictures to.
I try to.
Anything else you want to talk about for today?
It's fun, though. It's a grand kid.
It's been a great good game. Reminiscing.
Been living in a time capsule. Let's get out of here. Just remind everyone to check us out, facebook.com/TorqueCast, on Twitter at TorqueCast. TorqueCast.live is our website, which you should go to all the time. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and among other podcast services that I don't even know, I'm not even aware of, but we're there because every time I look, we pop up.
Also, we are not the Spanish Torcast.
We are not the Spanish Torcast, but if you're listening, if you're getting retweets from that Spanish website, hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Welcome to Torcast.
If you made it this far in English, hola.
Also, our YouTube is going to have videos going up. We have a couple videos up now. We'll have more.
I want to watch it.
What's that?
I want to watch it.
You'll watch it.
You lost all the footage.
No, it's the footage isn't lost. Footage isn't lost. Those videos are coming soon. Look out for those. All of our updates you can find on Facebook or our website or anywhere. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.